In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we do this broadcast live. I received an email the other day, and it was an email sent via the Vatican, and it was from a cardinal. And the cardinal said, I don't know which cardinal it was an Italian cardinal, said that so many homilies, so many sermons are boring. And what he said is that they need to be spiced up. These homilies, these sermons need to be spiced up. I'm going to look at the scripture from Revelation where it talks about the multitude of people from every tongue and every nation and every language. Who are these dressed in white, carrying palm branches? These are they that have gone through the period of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them clean in the blood of Jesus. That cardinal says we need to spice up our homilies. We only need to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. We need to preach the reality that God, through Christ, has given us the Holy Spirit who witnesses to Christ, and he is the spirit of martyrdom. We need to preach what God is doing in our midst, what Jesus is doing. For the scripture says there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. Just last week, as I was before the Blessed Sacrament, these people came up to me. I did not know them. And they said to me, many, many years ago, we had a little girl who had a hole in her heart. She was a baby. And we heard about the healing service that you people do on Saturday nights because my husband's sister lives in Winthrop. You took that baby to your heart and you prayed. So I said, what happened? That baby was healed, perfectly healed. You don't have to spice anything up, Cardinal. You just have to tell what God knows how to do, what God can do to those people who have faith working through love. We don't have to spice anything up. We just have to talk about the action of the Holy Spirit in our midst, that the thousands and thousands of people this year that will give their life for Jesus Christ because they have found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. We don't have to spice anything up. We just have to have an active faith life, declaring the things that God is doing in our midst, that Jesus is doing in our midst. I said last week about Christine that she was taking 23 seizures a day, and I prayed on the last day of October many years ago and had the people on radio pray, and she was completely healed. She took one more seizure, and never again did she take a seizure. I just came home from Arizona and was told about the person we prayed with who had cancer that was healed. You see, you don't have to spice things up. You just need to tell what Jesus is doing. What Jesus is doing. What Jesus is doing. You know, this is what Jesus says in the 17th chapter of St. John. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. our Lord Jesus Christ today is praying for you if you belong to him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is praying for you at the right hand of the Father if you belong to him. Now I am no longer in the world, he says, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. But when he said these are in the world, he means these apostles and these people who would come to believe in him and who would be filled with the Spirit of God. These are in the world. My question is this: how many people who sit in the pews are filled with the Spirit of God? How many preachers that proclaim the Word of God are filled with the Spirit of God? How many young people who receive the sacrament of confirmation become great witnesses of Jesus Christ? You see, the Spirit of God is given so that we can witness even unto death. The Spirit of God is given so that we can witness unto Jesus Christ, that he is the Lord, and that he is active, and that he cares for us, and that he has plans for us. Oh yes, that Holy Spirit is given so that we can heal the sick, and that we can deliver the possessed. That Holy Spirit is given to testify to the truth, and Jesus Christ himself is the truth. You see, Cardinal, whoever you are, I don't remember your name, how do you spice up a homily? You have to have an active faith. You have to have a faith that is so alive. I was told just recently of a founder of a community, the Shmenev community. This community is a community that seeks ecumenical dialogue. It's a Catholic community that has also non-Catholics in it. And the founder is still alive. And the founder was speaking to Father Martin about someone he prayed for who was healed. And Father Martin said he was just like a little child. He was so filled with enthusiasm that this man that he prayed with was healed. That's the kind of spice that we need in our homilies. That's the kind of spice that we need in our sermons. The activity of God, the activity of the Holy Spirit, the activity that Jesus Christ is still alive, and he is well, whether people believe it or not, that he's been raised from the dead. You see, we don't have that kind of preaching very often. We don't have that kind of preaching very often. Most of the time, people talk and you can just, you know, yawn your way through it. Bore the wallpapers off the wall, you know. Get an active faith. Start seeing what God knows how to do. Start putting yourself at the disposal of the Lord and see what can happen. Just today, you know, I came here to proclaim the Word of God, and someone came to the door. I said, I can't spend much time with you. I have to go do radio. The only thing she said was, I think God is very angry with me. And I said, I don't think so. God's not angry with you. He's got better things to do than be angry with you. And so what could I do? I prayed with her. I laid my hand upon her. It didn't take very long, but I said, Jesus, show her how much you love her. She was so grateful that I took the time. It didn't take much time. I'm on my way to do radio. Didn't spend much time. Got another call from Maria Frias. Her husband, Carlos, is dying of cancer, and so I returned the call. And she told me Carlos is very sick, he's in the last stages, and the only thing I could say was, Jesus, 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 be with Carlos. You know, not much I could do, but I could pray. I think we can spice things up if we pray, if we seek God, if we start seeing the things that the Lord knows how to do. Unfortunately, most people in the church don't believe that God is alive. Oh, they have some theory of a living God, but they have never seen the action of God Almighty. They have never seen that action. When Judy Boyle brought her husband to our church who had cancer, I'll never forget, I had all the people that were there that Sunday pray over Artie. And he went to Medjugorje, and the cancer was healed. I tell you, this is the kind of spice that we need in the church. This is the kind of activity we need in the church, that God is alive and active, and he knows how to do things. He just needs a vessel that has a little bit of faith. That's all he needs. You know, I've been preaching for how many years? Only God knows how many years I've been preaching. And sometimes I say, Lord, I don't have a word to say. And then I begin to open my mouth and say things that astound me. Oh, yes. Because, you see, the Holy Spirit will always bear witness to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit bears witness to Jesus Christ. You shall be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes. And the Holy Spirit will witness to truth. And Jesus is the truth. Isn't it a wonderful thing that we have the same job description as the Holy Spirit, to witness to Jesus Christ, to tell what Jesus Christ the Lord is doing in our midst? I tell you, my friends, I need to see these things. I need to see the action of God. I need to see the outpouring of the Spirit. I need to see God doing things. I need to see it. Because you know what? He said, signs like these shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. We had a little Muslim girl come a couple of months ago. She had back injury. This Muslim girl is now a Christian. She's a Catholic. And I tell you, I was as sick as a dog that night. I was as sick as a dog that night. I remember being so sick that I didn't want to pray for her or anybody else. I laid my hand upon her back and declared healing in the name of Jesus. She came the other day, and her back is still healed. And I want you to know, you just have to know this, you know. You don't have to feel it for it to happen. You just have to have a little bit of faith. And I'm going to tell you, that night, I was as sick could be. After I prayed with her, I ran upstairs, got myself on the couch, and started to zone out. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. That cardinal says we need to spice up our homilies, yeah? We need to tell them of Jesus. We need to tell them of the power of God. We need to tell them that Jesus said, pray that the kingdom of God would come on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, we've not seen that. We have not seen that. I don't know if I have any bishops listening to me, but I want to tell you, you have the fullness of the priesthood. I ask you, bishops, to start believing that when you bless people, they will be healed. I ask you, bishops, that if there's one bishop listening to me, that you have the fullness of the priesthood, and God wants to use it in a mighty way. I don't know if I have any priests listening to me, but the greatest thing you can do is seek the Lord and to lay hands upon people and believe that God will heal them. That's all you need to do. You cannot heal the sick, but He can, and He will use your prayer. We don't need to spice up our homilies. We need to see the action of God. Remember the 72 when they came back telling Jesus, even the demons are subject to us. That's what they said. And He said, do not rejoice that the demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. I tell you, the demons were subject to them. But Jesus said, do not rejoice over that, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. My friends, it's so simple. We have come so far from the gospel truth that God wants to do things in people. God wants to do things in people. We have come so far from that. We have church rather than display the power of God in our midst. We need the power of God. We need the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of God. But my friends, it takes faith to activate that Spirit. There will be no activation of the Spirit of God without a degree of faith. Even a mustard seed, that's enough. I told you, when that little girl came to me that Saturday night, I was as sick as a dog. I could barely lay my hand upon her back. And yet God healed her. My friends, it doesn't depend upon us. It depends upon Jesus when He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth. And He said this, signs like these shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. I just tell you again what Jesus said. I pray for them. That's for you. I do not pray for the world, Jesus says, but for them which you have chosen and given me, for they are thine. Today, I want you to know that at the right hand of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ is praying for you. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. You might say, He doesn't pray for the world. No, that's our job as the body of Christ, to pray for the world and to go after the world one at a time and bring them into the kingdom of God. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, that we belong to the Father, that the Father is our Father, that we have been claimed through the blood and with the blood of Jesus, that we have the same DNA as Jesus had, that same Holy Spirit surges through our veins. Do you understand what I am saying to you? Today is a new day. You don't have to be a priest to pray over people. You don't have to be a bishop. You don't have to be a pastor. You need to have a degree of faith. When I was in the seminary, I never will forget this. I would often get a telephone call from somebody at the switchboard because somebody was there in need. And they would often call me. I would wonder why they would call me, because there were so many priests that were available. But I would go down and I would listen. And one thing I would do after I listened would I would pray. And I still do the same thing. More happens when we pray with people than all the talk in the world, because that's when God touches people. Do you pray with people? Do you pray for people? Are you extending your hands in blessing? I would like to see that cardinal and tell him, I have no spice in my homilies. I only can tell you what Jesus is doing, what Jesus has done, and what Jesus wants to do. I have no spice, and I have no great, ability to speak, like an orator. But I want to tell you, that night when we prayed over that man that was going to have an operation because he had a bone missing in his skull, he was brought to the operating table, and somehow God put the bone in his skull and did not need that operation. I can tell you that. Or that man that we prayed with in Arizona who could not lift up his child, he was completely healed by the power of God running around the church that night. Or that woman in Arizona who couldn't walk and she had to hold on to the walls. When I declared healing, she was completely and totally healed. That's the kind of spice we have, Archbishop, or shall I say Cardinal. That's the spice to let people know that he's still alive and he's still Jesus Christ the Lord, and he still hears and answers prayer, and he's still on the throne, and he still pours out the Holy Spirit on those who believe. That's the spice that I have. No other spice and no gimmicks, just Jesus. And you know what? Today, as I've spoken to you, 5 people have given their life for Jesus Christ. Every 5 minutes, someone gives his life for Jesus Christ. Google it. Google it. The number of Christian martyrs in 2010. Every 5 minutes. They have no spice, but they are the salt of the earth. They are the light of the world. And they are those that have gone through the period of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them clean in the blood of Jesus. I pray for the persecuted church today. I pray for the mercy of God. I pray that they would hold out to the end. I pray that miracles would happen through their hands. I pray for these brothers, sisters, boys, and girls that we don't even think about because they're poor, that they would hold out to the end, no matter how the degree of suffering they go through. Give them that grace, I pray, in Jesus' name. November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, at the Holiday Inn in Woburn, we're going to be having the Warriors of Worship, Warriors of Worship, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th of November, starting tomorrow night. And the number to call is 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307. And I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. People in New Jersey, if you want me to be on, I need to hear from you. People in St. Louis, if you want me to be on, I need to hear from you. We had to go off of Louisiana, and I will not go into debt. I need to hear from people that are blessed by broadcasts like these. Father Tom Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I need to hear from people on WROL. I need to hear from people on the western part of the state, WACE. I need to hear from people in Michigan. I never hear from people in Michigan. I need to hear from people in New York. I never hear from people in New York. I need to hear from you. The mailing address, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Starting tomorrow night, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Holiday Inn in Woburn, Warriors of Worship, 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. I'm going to tell you the best news that I've ever heard. Jesus Christ is Lord. He still reigns. And I'm telling you, he's on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. He pours out his Holy Spirit on those who believe. I'm going to tell you, he died for your sins and rose from the dead. And he gives us power. That power is in the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Spirit of God is all the spice that I need, because I'll never, ever be able to plummet the depths of his glory. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.